This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hezbollah has struck an air traffic control base in northern Israel, according to the Israeli military. It warns of another war with the Iran-backed militant group. The increase in cross-border fighting gives new urgency to U.S. diplomacy efforts as Secretary of State Antony Blinken prepares to visit Israel on his latest Mideast tour. The U.S. has urged Israel to wind down its blistering offensive in Gaza and shift to more targeted attacks against Hamas leaders. An airstrike near the southern city of Rafah killed another two journalists Sunday. On another urgent diplomatic mission to the Middle East, Blinken is meeting with Arab leaders to press for their help in tamping down resurgent fears that Israel's three-month war against Hamas in Gaza could spread. And discussions with Qatar's emir and Jordan's king, Blinken on Sunday spoke of the need for Israel to adjust its military operations. And it also significantly boosts the amount of humanitarian aid reaching Gaza while stressing the importance of preparing detailed plans for the post-conflict future of the territory, while also stressing the importance of which is decimated by Israeli bombardments. The mission is Blinken's fourth to the region in 3 months since the war began. Libya's state-run oil company says production at the country's largest oil field has been suspended after protesters forced the facility's closure over fuel shortages. The company said Sunday it has declared force at the Sharara oil field in the country's south. The company says that negotiations with the protesters were underway to resume production as soon as possible. Local media reported that residents of the southern town of Ubari forced a shutdown of the field earlier in the month. Libya's light crude has long featured in the country's years-long civil conflict.